It is lunch break on Lotus FM. Before COVID, our private cars spent as much as 80% of the time parked. A waste of money and space for such an expensive item. 2021 has seen many new trends pop up, and Tinashe Rezanev, co-founder of Flex Club, is here to chat about these trends, including something called car subscriptions. Tinashe, lovely to have you on the show this afternoon. Welcome to Lotus FM.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Tinashe, firstly, you have to explain the difference between balloon payments or financing through the bank and car subscriptions.
Yeah, so the first thing is that, you know, financing is typically a long-term commitment that you're making to repay a vehicle, while a subscription is more flexible in nature. So some folks like to say that a subscription is somewhere in between short-term rental and a long-term lease. So it has some of the pricing benefits of a long-term lease, but the flexibility of short-term rental. So with a subscription, you can decide whether you want the car for 1 month, 6 months, a year, or beyond. While obviously with financing, most folks would know that you're committing to 5 or 6 years of repaying a loan attached to that vehicle.
So what is it about car subscriptions that would see it last longer as a trend than most motorists want to believe?
Yeah, so I think the first thing is that the idea of flexible ownership really rose, over this period as people reconsidered the way their finances were structured. And like you just mentioned, in some cases, having this commitment hanging over you for 5 or 6 years when your ideal usage isn't 5 or 6 years is obviously a big reason to question the way people are consuming cars. And subscriptions really came to the fore, through this period, where folks prefer to just have, flexible usage of cars. In the case of Flex Club, we saw many customers just committing to vehicles for just a few months, while others intend to kind of commit for several years in a vehicle with the idea that everything is included. So there's no need to haggle for insurance, no need to haggle with the dealer for an additional maintenance plan. So the subscription, typically it's a digital experience. You go on a site, you order the vehicle, the car is delivered to your home, just like ordering a pizza on Uber Eats.
Are you able to tell us what are some of the other motoring-related trends expected through 2022?
Yes, there's definitely going to be an increased focus on green vehicles, electric vehicles, hybrids. We saw the beginning of production or assembly of the Toyota Corolla Cross Hybrid in South Africa, which is, in my mind, the beginning of an interesting shift in the mix of vehicles we have. It's not all petrol or diesel-based. And that's not unique to South Africa. Everywhere in the world, there's a stronger focus now on greener mobility. So more and more consumers will start to consider greener options, especially if it includes, positive impact on their pockets. The other piece is, flexible ownership in totality is actually, coming to quite a head. You're seeing, last year we saw Volkswagen make a bid to acquire Europcar for a little over $3.4 billion. Just last week, ALD, one of the largest leasing companies in the world, announced that they'll be acquiring LeasePlan, another major leasing company, for just a little over $5.5 billion. And they all appreciate that the competition between car rental companies, leasing companies, and car manufacturers is really now going to come to a head where they're all betting on this idea of cars as a service. And many more consumers are now buying into the idea that a car is not an asset that I'm going to build equity in. If I want to build equity, there are other ways I can build equity. A car is actually a service that I should just be paying a monthly fee for, and such that it actually allows me to upgrade or change the car whenever it no longer suits my lifestyle, which was already the case in South Africa. Prior to COVID, the average South African new car buyer only kept their car for 38 months. So a lot of folks were financing cars over 5 or 6 years, but looking to trade in after 3. That obvious mismatch created a perfect opportunity for more flexible contracts and flexible constructs to really take off.
And based on the forecast of these trends, what advice can you share with someone planning to buy a vehicle sometime this year?
Yeah, so the first thing is be mindful of what you're committing to. I think most consumers only look at the monthly repayments, the sticker value. But there's a lot more to consider when thinking about making a 5 or 6 year commitment. Often how the auto industry convinces customers to commit to vehicles is with the use of balloon payments. Now, it's important that consumers realize that a balloon payment is really a commitment to rent the car from the bank and then buy the car from the bank at the end of this period. But you are taking all the depreciation risk. So what typically happens in a balloon payment construct is that the balance of your loan is going to decrease much slower than if you didn't have a balloon payment. So what a lot of folks end up finding out after 3 years of being in a balloon payment financing deal is that they owe the bank more than the car is worth. So when they decide, you know what, just had a baby or life is changing, I need a different car, suddenly it's a very nasty 50,000 rand surprise if you're in a 50,000 rand hole and you can't get out unless you find that money somewhere. So when thinking about buying cars this year or in any point, is think about all the terms of your financing. What is the balloon payment? Ideally, don't use a balloon payment, because if you're using a balloon payment, quite frankly, yes, you can't afford that car. But don't use a balloon payment. Think about the interest rate. Have you really shopped around whether that's the best interest rate? Think about the insurance and all the costs that go with this car. And if it doesn't make sense for you to make that long commitment, think about other possibilities like car subscriptions that may be out there that you previously hadn't explored before, especially if you don't intend to drive this car until the wheels fall off.
Zinasha, this has been very informative, education for many, I believe. And thank you so much for joining me on the show this afternoon. And it's been really great having you here.
Thanks so much, Sasha. Have a good day.
Zinasha Rizane joining me on Lunch Break on Lotus FM in a few